Hi, I'm Kimberly, and welcome back to our final session of Coming Home, Meditations for Embodied Prayer. In today's meditation, we will be exploring how God is at work in our bodies, just as they are in this moment. So often, we want physical pain or limitation to disappear so we can get back to doing the important things of life. I deeply resonate with this. But what if our pain could be used as a portal to something deeper and more connective, rather than something disconnecting us from life and from God? What if the pain helped us notice and heed God's invitation to draw near, rather than hold us back from a fuller life? In today's meditation, we will allow our bodies to be our guide rather than our hindrance in this pursuit. So let's get started on this gentle journey. Find a position that feels both alert and restful for your body. It may be sitting up with your back tall and shoulders relaxed, or reclining gently for ease and awareness. Take a moment to find what works for your body and begin taking some deep cleansing breaths. Follow the flow of your breath in through your nostrils. Feel it fill your chest cavity, and then notice as it releases fully out of your body. Do this several times, noting any pleasant feelings that occur during your deep breaths. Now, allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm, still following your breath in and out. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 82, verse 4, three separate times. As I read the scripture this time, take in the words as fully as possible. Listen to these words of the psalmist. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. As I read it a second time, become aware of your heart. What does it long for? What desires stir within you as I read these words? In what way might your heart be crying out for the living God? My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. As I read this a third and final time, notice your flesh, your body. What does it long for right now? Where, specifically, might it be crying out for the living God? My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. It is often the places we want to dismiss or disregard, both in our soul and our body, that most need our loving attention. As I guide you through a brief body scan, I invite you to notice places of restlessness or pain, parts of your body you prefer to skip over, and even the places that feel good. Notice these parts of your body as places that cry out for the living God. As we do this brief body scan, can you listen to the cries? If possible right now, transition into a reclining position, lying down in a way that feels comfortable. Bring your attention to your toes and feet. Notice any sensations there. Simply note what is there without any judgment. Move up to your ankles, your calves, and knees. At times you may notice pain, relief, or other sensations. Simply note them, and then stay with this part of your body. You may even try to breathe into a particular part of your body throughout this scan, channeling your life-giving breath all the way through your abdomen, down into your legs. Now move your awareness to your thighs. On your next exhale, allow your legs to dissolve in your mind's eye and allowing them to rest. And bring your attention to your pelvic region and your lower abdomen, breathing into this area. Move up into your torso and chest cavity, paying attention to all the ways your body uses these organs and systems to keep you alive and functioning, even if imperfectly. Let go of anything you might be telling yourself about this part of your body, and simply feel your nourishing breath fill your lungs. See if you can notice your heartbeat. Now shift your attention into your hands, channeling your breath to them. Then move up your arms and into your shoulders. You may notice differences from one side to the other. Without judgment, simply notice. Move your awareness up into your neck and skull. Finally into your face. As you breathe, allow your breath to release any remaining tension you may be holding, while noticing where your body may be crying out to the living God. As we finish the body scan, become aware of your entire body at once, paying attention to how it feels in this moment. When you are ready, begin to wiggle your toes, your fingers. Move your neck and open your eyes as you return to a comfortably alert position. What is your body telling you today as you tune in and give it space to speak? Maybe words or an image come to mind. How are the cries that are in your body inviting you to respond? Invite God's presence into this listening space. Stay in this position as long as you need. Give yourself time to be with and respond to the cries of your body. Notice how your body is a guide to the deeper parts of you. Pain is not meant to be just an annoyance or something that gets you off track, but it can be the very location of invitation. You are the very dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. When you are ready, end your time knowing the living God is with you and is at work in your body.
Hi, this is Luann. Kimberly and I are so glad you joined us in this meditation series, and we hope it's led you into a gentler, more vibrant relationship with your body and into deeper intimacy with God as the one who made you and loves you, body and soul. Feel free to repeat these meditations as often as you need, and also feel free to recommend them to anyone you know who might benefit. For more resources, visit our websites, KimberlyPenrodPelletier.com, that's P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R, and LuannHuska.com, that's L-I-U-A-N-H-U-S-K-A. Now go in peace, knowing that God is with you as you come home to your body.